This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now we're located at Walker. Walker, Louisiana is a small town about 100 miles from New Orleans, where the old Trailblazer was born and raised out here on a strawberry patch. And when we were wiped out by Katrina, the Lord led us to find a piece of property and build a new chapel and a new bookstore here in Walker. So we're happy to have you folks with us. And I'm not going to give up by the grace of God. And that's why I'm bringing you these studies. Day by day, the Lord lays these things on my heart. And we're looking at the demon possession, works of demon spirits, and Satan's kingdom and all of those things. And we're looking at this time at the work of the Spirit, the purpose and the work of demon spirits. They have a purpose, my friend, and that is to keep the individual's mind blinded. If the Satan's demons can keep you interested in other things rather than your soul, you'll never get saved. If he can keep you preoccupied with gaining riches, you'll never get saved. If he can keep your mind off of your soul and your welfare of your soul, and just keep you entertained with the enjoyments of the world and all of the society and all of those things, if he can keep you there, that's all he needs. Blinded, the scripture says, blinded, asleep in the lap of Satan. Oh, my friend. And if possible, to snatch away the word of truth to keep you from hearing it. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But if you never hear it, these demon spirits that we're speaking of, my friend, is not child's play. They are real and personal. They spoke with the Lord Jesus and recognized his supreme authority. And this truth is set forth there in Matthew 8:31. Listen now, Matthew 8:31. So the demons besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. We mentioned that in our last study about the man there at Gadara that was possessed with a legion of devils. So here, after he had cast them out of the man, they came to the Lord and said, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. Then the unclean spirit cried out, saying, Matthew 1:24, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Sound contemptible, don't it? My friend, they're real. They're real. Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. You see what he said? They spoke to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's not child's play, my friend. This is real. This is real. We just don't hear anyone speaking of it. Now, these are unclean spirits. They know that Jesus is the Son of God and that they are finally to be confined to the place of torment. They believe and tremble, but their poor dupes don't even believe that Jesus is the Son of God. No, many in this world today, when you preach Christ, they won't have it. Demon spirits then take possession of individuals for their purpose. Now listen now, we got a few minutes left. We're going to go into this, which we see right now on the scene today. Demon spirits take possession of individuals for the purpose of physical, sensual gratification. And as we said earlier, most of the spirits are spoken of as unclean spirits and wicked spirits. This accounts for the desire that we see now in our nation here, how that folks desire to live in the state of nudity. That's one of the things. The craze of human nature today is to go naked or to wear just as little clothes as they can get by with. And it can be traced back to demon possession and demon influence. Now you listen. Now you listen, my friend. The craze of women to go out in public dressed in shorts with as much of their body naked that they can get by with is only demon possession. Now, lady, sister, will you sit up and listen? Demon possession will lead you to go out into public with a small amount of clothes on it. I've never seen in my life how that our women now, not just teenage girls, I see office workers, when I go in a place of business, women, office workers, supervisors, and their breasts hanging out of their blouse. Oh, my friend, listen. And then their bottoms are almost exposed as much. But it's everywhere you turn. It's not just once. Used to be these young girls would do that. But I'm telling you, this are mature women now. And it's all because led by Satan. Listen, they so-called nudist colonists manifest the rankest type of demon possession. Nude pictures of men and women in our modern-day magazine show how demons are fastening their hold on the hearts and minds of our present generation. That's what we see on the internet now, so prevalent. They tell me I don't do that. I don't do internet, but they tell me, and I read it in the paper, and then I'm exposed to people who know those things, and the internet is worldwide, and you can hardly what do they call it? A click on it without seeing nude bodies, perverted, all of those things in scenes that would make you blush, my friend. Demon possession. That's nothing in this world but demon possession. Now, we're being dragged down to the pit by demon possession in this present day in which you and I are living. Oh, my friend, you say, is it going to get any better, Pastor? No. No, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse because Satan is a prince in power of this world. He's not being diminished whatsoever. And very few people even take a stand against it. Very few preachers and pastors that I hear of take a stand against it. Very few of our educational forces have a say in what we do. No. We're being dragged down to the pit by the power of Satan. The prevalence of demon possession accounts for immodest dressing in private and public until we have lost all of our morals. Our morals are gone, folks. Surely folks call the old trailblazer, old fuddy-duddy, old specklebird. I know that. I don't mind that. Because I know if you take a stand against modernism in any form, whether it's religious or secular, folks will call you a specklebird. We're fast coming to the state where we have no morals whatsoever. Present-day demon possession accounts for the craze for dancing. It's prevalent in our schools today. Everywhere you turn, under the guise of physical culture, and our Christian young people, so-called, are having a battle of their lives to stay clean. To stay clean. In many instances, they're having to make a choice between immodest dressing and dancing and staying in school. Now, that's on the scene today. As a result, there are being organized Christian schools all over this country to combat the evils of demon possession in our schoolroom. And my friend, I'm standing behind them 100%. Let the world go to hell, my friend. Let it go. Let it go. I'm throwing everything I have as a gospel preacher and pastor with our young people who want to live and walk uprightly. And listen, if there are any of our young people who are influenced by these messages, and you want to stand out in your schoolroom against immodest dressing and dancing in your school, brother, I'll throw the weight of this ministry behind you. I'll go to bat for you. Take a stand for you that you don't have to strip off. You don't have to go naked. No, because it's demon possession. Now, you may think I've gotten off of my subject, but I haven't. Because demon possession accounts now for the craze of picture shows and television and carrying the old immoral pictures right into our parlors. Oh, my friend, listen. That's what's influencing the lives of our children today. Demon possession accounts for the craze of smoking and drinking that's prevalent everywhere you go. Our American people are brought under the power of tobacco, whiskey, and all of those things, and we're coming fast to be a drunken nation. This is all religious circles where the power of God has not taken hold of the hearts and lives of our people. In religious circles today, listen, ashtrays are made ready for women and preachers who smoke, and the vast majority of them do. Now, my friend, I could sit here and go into that thing, how that we've lost our influence. I'm not an old fuddy-duddy, if you want to call it. I realize what's happening. I realize what our young people are up against. My heart goes out. You have young people in your home. You have teenagers. Pray for them. Lord, protect them. Lord, don't let them. And keep them away from those things. But teach them the truth, and you won't have to keep them away. They'll stay away, my friend. They'll have no desire to run to that pornography shop on the internet and to search out all of those naked bodies and all of those things that goes on there. If they know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. But Satan is right there to hang that snare out in front of them to make it look appealing, just like Abel and Adam and Eve in the garden. Satan made the thing look appealing to Eve. Told her why. The Lord didn't say not to eat. He didn't say that you. But listen, that's what happened. Satan is the influence now of this world, influencing our people from the day they able to walk and talk by the things that we have in our on our society today. Oh, I don't even want to go into the what they call primetime movies. Some of them, they say it's all right for the children to watch, but you can go there. They tell me on the late night shows and find frontal nudity and intercourse and anything you want to see. My friend, listen, you know if children are not very careful, they'll watch those things and it'll twist their mind. That's why we're seeing the rash of all of these horrendous crimes in our schoolhouses, in our universities, and Satan has warped and twisted their minds, and they're perverted. Those souls are perverted, and the prevailing sin is adultery and fornication and all of those things mixed together. Oh, my friend, I don't have the vocabulary to speak of how Satan is influencing this world, and I'm taking a stand against it, just a lone voice out here in the woods crying out, repent, crying out, look to the Lord, crying out, be sure to train your children in the way they should go, and they won't depart from it. Teach them the truth. Oh, my friend, and write me now, and get that little book on Spirit World by Larkin, and I'll send you a bill for it, or put it on your credit card, and I'll send you some more material by Pastor Shelton on this related subject, and would you do that and then pray for the old trailblazer? I know it gets hard sometimes to kick against the blocks all the time, kicking against the average world. But my friend, somebody has to do it. And who's going to do it if you don't do it and I don't do it? This is the old trailblazer. Remember my address? Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org.